this week, they've been given a National Trust of Australia Heritage Award. Patrick McIntyre, did you sound a little bit excited? I hope more excited than poor old Alan's going to sound when he gets his Sunset Boulevard package. Were you at least a little bit excited, Patrick, when you got given this National Trust of Australia Heritage Award?
I was totally excited about it, of course.
And did it come as a surprise for you, Patrick?
It did come as a surprise to the team. It was quite touching because, you know, the competition was very stiff.
Yep.
And so it was a great thing. It was a great kind of pat on the back for the team and also a great tick that we're on the right track with what we're aiming to do at Acton.
Now, tell us a little bit about what the award is and what you're being recognised for doing.
So it's for architectural heritage. And what we've been doing over the last couple of years at our building in Acton is sort of peeling back all the layers that have been added to it over the years and getting right back to the kind of 1931 bones of it. It's one of the oldest public buildings in Canberra, and over the years it's been used as the Institute of Anatomy, and it's been our home since 1984. But, you know, public buildings get, like, layers of signage and built-in desks and, you know, false ceilings and all that kind of stuff. And when we were looking at the building, we thought, do you know what? So much of this is intact. It's so rare to have an Art Deco building where all of the original stuff was there behind plasterboard walls. And it was just a real joy to bring it back to life.
It is an iconic building, and Canberrans are rightly very proud of it. And you obviously should be as well, and I know that you are. But it's nice to have that recognition, Patrick.
Yeah. And the thing that we're really pumped about as well is that the citation from the judges says, well, you kind of expect it to be good because they're a national cultural institution, but they specifically they use the words real originality in the approach. And I think that's the thing that we were really aiming for. And it's nice when you think you're landing something a bit idiosyncratic and a bit particular and people actually get it. So that's really exciting for me.
And what state is the building at the moment in terms of the work you've been doing on it, Patrick? Is there still more to be done?
Yeah, so the 1931 part of the building has had different kinds of uses, and including offices. So over a period of time, what we're trying to do is get turn over the entirety of the 1931 wing to public use. The first part of that, and we won the award for the foyer, a room called MediaTek, and the original kind of double height 1931 library. So we're doing all the ground floor spaces. There's another new one about to open in a couple of months, and we're also refurbing the larger gallery space.
Cool.
Which was just home to the Better Futures conference, and recently it was we had an installation there called Temple, which went really well. So we're trying to make all the rooms interesting architectural spaces, very multi-purposeable, so that you might end up in them for all kinds of different reasons, but just really intriguing and visitable. It's that kind of place, and all clustered around that beautiful courtyard as well.
Well, it's been a labour of love for you, and I mean, I know Canberrans, and I mean, you do get a lot of visitors from all over Australia. I think they'd all be very familiar with the building and pretty proud of this award. So well done, Patrick, to you and the team down there.
Yeah, thanks, Ross.
Patrick McIntyre, the Chief Executive Officer of the National Film and Sound Archive on ABC Canberra Drive.